it's been growing up in this town. And I never could sleep until I found peace in these nights lying here in your arms. I've been bad to me, but you've been good to me. What do you see in this fool? I don't know the good I have done in my life to deserve to have someone like you. Hide who I am from all of my friends, 'cause in a town like this you have got to be strong. 'Cause if they only knew the way I am with you, well, they would tease me. I was growing. And of all the ones I have met in my lifetime, well, I never met someone like you, someone like you, someone like you.
can't destroy this city. We'll rebuild this city.
Okay, Steve Shamadia, and that's Rebuild the City, of course, about New Orleans. He is from New Orleans. He performed, about maybe more than half a year ago at Club Hasim. Maybe it's longer than that. This CD was engineered and mixed by Peter Kahlo, a wonderful guitarist and a great producer. And anyway, so that's... I'm thinking of Flint right now that needs to be rebuilt, the infrastructure, the water, that those decisions that were made that they didn't care about what happened to the people. It's really quite terrifying, and hopefully they're going to get their act together and get it cleaned up, but it's, a lot of damage has been done. And here we are running down the road to I don't know what, to Armageddon, with the kind of possibilities of who's going to be leading this ship of state. We'll see. So, I don't know. It's hard to know how to deal with all of this. So, anyway, the holiday of Purim is coming upon us, and so I wanted to share a little bit about the holiday. And maybe before I do that, I had misplaced my CD of the In the Fiddler's House, Itzhak Perlman. I had seen the 20th anniversary of this CD. It was amazing evening at the Opera House. Not the Opera House. The okay, what's it called? Oh, my mind. Hall. I want to say Philharmonic Hall, but that's not it. Symphony Hall. There you go. All right. Symphony Hall. Anyway, we were all dancing in the aisles. And so I wanted to share. It turns out I looked and looked and looked and looked. I couldn't find the CD cover. I put the wrong CD in the CD in the wrong cover. And then today when I got here at the studio and I opened up, there was the CD I was looking for. And there was the, you know, the CD cover. And anyway, so we'll have a listen to this, and then I'll share with you a little bit about the holiday of Purim. And here we go. Okay, that's not what I want, although it sounded very nice. Now we'll have to see if I can get this to work again. Oh, goodness gracious me. That was Steve Shizmadia. Jack of All Trades is the name of his CD, by the way, and it's really quite wonderful. All right, so we'll see if we can get this to... Here we go. There we go. Thank you. Yeah, that's fun. Okay, so that is Itzhak Perlman with Brave New World, Reb Itzhak's Nigun. And this disc is Itzhak Perlman in the Fiddler's House. I'm so happy I found that CD and I didn't lose it. So let me share with you. This is from Around the Year with the National Jewish Outreach Program. It's the book, and it's by Shimon Eppesdorf. And it's a great way to learn the different aspects of Jewish holidays. Here on the campus, you have the Hillel Rabbi Jeffrey Summit is here, and I'm sure he's got all kinds of programs planned for you. So let me just, it says, the blur of history. Understand the historical period in 5 minutes or less. When we think of the ancient world, we think of civilizations like the Egyptians, Persians, Babylonians, Greeks, and Romans. We think of cities like Antioch, Alexandria, Babylon, and Rome, of rivers like the Nile, the Tigris, and the Euphrates, and of rulers like Ramses, Hammurabi, Xerxes, and Alexander. The truth be known, for many of us, this jumble of names is a historical stew of people and places which has little, if any, meaning. The same time, for Jews of another epoch, Jews who were Jews just like we are, these names and places were as real to them as Warsaw, Berlin, and Stalin were to our great-grandparents, and as alive as Chicago, Miami, and Saddam Hussein are to us. The story of Purim is set in an era which began with the Jewish people sovereign in the land of Israel. That same period was witness to the end of their sovereignty and the destruction of the first temple at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. And the immediate events which surround Purim are the defeat of those same Babylonians at the hands of the ascendant power from Media and Persia. The defeat of the Babylonians brought the Jews under the rule of Darius the Mede, Cyrus the Persian, and eventually Ahasuerus, ruler of the vast Persian Empire and co-star of the Book of Esther. So they give a chronology and a brief historical overview, which I'm not going to get into all of, but it's really quite extensive. So let me skip ahead a little bit. And it says the Jewish people, led by Joshua, entered the land of Israel in the year 1272 BCE. After settling and developing the land and establishing both a monarchy and a sophisticated legal and judicial system, the building of the first temple was begun in the year 832 BCE by King David, and completed in the year 825 BC by his son King Solomon. The first temple stood for 410 years. During that time, a vibrant Jewish community flourished in the land of Israel, with Jerusalem and the temple as its spiritual, cultural, and political center. I have to say, for those of, in the world who want to say that the Jews have no claim to Israel or Jerusalem, are trying to rewrite history, clearly. In the Near Eastern world, which surrounded Israel, empires in Egypt, Syria, and Babylonia vied for power and prestige. After the allied forces of Egypt and Assyria failed in their attempt to conquer Babylonia, the Babylonians, with Nebuchadnezzar as their king, became the preeminent regional power. They controlled the trade routes from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean, amassed enormous wealth, and became the overlords of numerous cities and peoples. It was this Babylonian superpower, headed by Nebuchadnezzar, which employed its army to conquer Jerusalem and destroy the temple on the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Av, commemorated as Tisha B'Av. With the destruction of Jerusalem began the period of Jewish history known as the Babylonian exile. The Jews who survived the Babylonian onslaught were taken in humiliation to Babylon. There, with time, they were able to build a vibrant Jewish community and were, to a great degree, afforded the ability to conduct their religious and communal lives with a good deal of social independence. Some 50 years after the beginning of the Babylonian exile, King Darius of Media and King Cyrus of Persia embarked on a campaign which sought to subdue much of the Near and Middle East, including Babylonia. Shortly after Babylonia fell, Cyrus became the king of the entire Persian Mede Empire, and as such inherited the Jews of Babylonia as his subjects. Having been slaves in ancient Egypt, sovereign in Israel during the First Temple period, defeated and exiled by the Babylonians, the Jews were now subject to the rule of one of the greatest empires ever to appear on the stage of history, that of the Persians. It would be that empire and those kings, Cyrus and his successor, Ahasuerus, who would provide the stage setting and landscape upon which the story of Purim took place. So that's the historical background. So in the Book of Esther, which is called the Megillah, King Ahasuerus throws a party, a lavish 187-day party. Wow. His queen Vashti refuses to appear at the celebration and display her beauty for the assembled guests. The king's advisors counsel that Vashti be replaced with a new queen. So this is like the setting of the story. Esther, our heroine, becomes the queen. The Persian Empire officials are appointed to identify beautiful candidates to succeed Vashti as queen. A Jewish girl, Esther, the niece of Mordechai, who is the hero, is brought to the capital of Persia as one of the candidates. Mordechai tells Esther to conceal her Jewish identity. Esther is chosen to be the queen. Mordechai learns of a plot to overthrow the king and informs Esther. Esther tells the king and the plotters are hanged. The rise of Haman. Ahasuerus appoints Haman to be his prime minister. All bow in homage to Haman. But Mordechai consistently refuses to bow to Haman. An enraged Haman vows to kill Mordechai and the Jews of Persia. Haman prevails upon Ahasuerus to destroy the Jews. A royal edict is disseminated throughout Persia. The 13th of Adar is designated by lottery, or Pur, which is where we get the name Purim from, as the date to exterminate all the Jews and plunder their possessions. So, you know, Hitler wasn't the first. It's clear that this has been a pattern. Chapter 4, Esther's mission becomes clear. Mordechai tears his clothes and puts on sackcloth and ashes as a sign of public mourning. Mordechai sends a copy of the decree to Esther and asks her to intercede with the king. Esther replies that to approach the king without being summoned is to risk death. Mordechai tells her she has no choice. Esther tells Mordechai to ask the Jews to fast and to pray for 3 days before she will approach the king. So our whole community, the Jewish community worldwide, will fast Erev of Purim. Chapter 5, Esther's strategy, Haman's fury. King Ahasuerus receives Esther and grants her virtually any request. Esther's request that the king and Haman join her at a banquet. After the banquet, Haman sees Mordechai, who once again refuses to bow. Haman tells his wife, Cyrus, and tells that despite an invitation to a second banquet the next day, the sight of Mordechai ruins his enjoyment. Zeresh, Haman's wife, she's a piece of work, suggests that Mordechai be hanged, and the gallows are prepared. And it goes on, and I'm not going to give you all the details, but we have a reversal of fortune. The gallows that were planned for Mordechai are actually the ones that hang Haman and his sons, all of his miserable sons. And Haman is identified as her enemy. He's hung. Mordechai became prime minister, replacing Haman. And now the royal edict is to decree that the Jews may defend themselves. And so we have the 13th of Adar, a day that had been designated for Jewish destruction, now becomes a day of joy. 14th and 15th of Adar are designated to celebrate. Days of Purim, we have a festive meal, we exchange gifts of food, and we give money to the poor. We read this scroll, the scroll of Esther. So, reversal of fortune. And we know that this is what will happen. I mean, we are facing an existential threat from ISIS and from radical Islam, and they will not prevail. God has a plan, and it doesn't include the elimination of the Jewish community. And folks, if you have been sick and needed vaccines to help you with any kind of different things, most of the doctors and scientists who have designed those cures are Jewish. All the technology that you enjoy, the cell phones and all the transistors and all that, who invented it? Jewish people. Hello. It would be a good idea to compare and see what we've gotten from the communities that are trying to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. Probably very little. Anyway, you get my drift. So let's listen now to more of In the Fiddler's House. And let's see. Oh dear, which one did I want? This one. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're doing the klezmer dance thing, and that was the Klezmatics, Yoribun Olam, God, Master of this Universe, from a disc called Rise Up on Rounder. Before that, the Klezmatics, a different CD, Russian Shears, not the ones you cut with, but the dancing kind, Shvaygin Tot on Piranha Records. And before that, we heard the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Hopkala, Dancing in the Aisles, as we did. That's also on Rounder Records. Okay, Chris Searle and company are in the studio. They'll be doing all their green things and more. I can't wait. Okay, and we're going to go out of here with a couple more. And actually, we're going to do one more klezmer, but here's the important stuff. As I've mentioned before, there's going to be a great opportunity to hear a terrific guitarist, blues guitarist, Laser Lloyd. He will be coming into a club called Thunder Road, which is located at 379 Somerville Ave. The show is next Saturday night, the 26th, and I will be there. It's going to be quite the scene. He can play any kind of blues you can imagine. He channels Jimi Hendrix. In fact, my friend just called me. I was having my eyes checked, and the phone rang, and then I got home. He was at Jimi Hendrix Kever, is the way you say it, his grave. And the headstone was different than when I was there in the 70s, so it was really cool. We're all nuts. We're Hendrix nuts. You know, yeah. So, anyway, this guy, Laser Lloyd, he's just, and he happens to be an Orthodox Jew with the full payas and the whole nine yards, and he's a mensch. The guy is the real deal. Okay, so having said all of that, where am I going next? Ah, this is a good question. All right, we don't want that one. We just had that. So it's not this one. It's probably this one. Well, we'll find out soon enough. Let's see. Yep, that looks good. So
Liedele in Jiddisch. Der wecken soll es Fried und nicht kein Chiddisch. Als alle Menschen groß und klein soll kennen das Verstehen. Von Mäuel zu Mäuel das Liedele soll gehen. All Liedele und 17 und Herren spiele so es alle sollen Herren. Als alle sollen sehen, ich leb und singen kenn, starker noch und schöner wie gewähn. Spiel, spiel, Klezmer, spiel, weiß doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liederle vor mir, spiel ein Nigendo mit Herz und mit Gefühl. Liedele in Jiddisch. Soll das sein, ich weltlich, ich chassidisch. Als die Sonne im Sollen sehen, als ich noch tanzen kann, a viele noch a Tänzele mit Brenn. Spiel mir euch a Liedele von Pleitim, von dem Volk zu säten und zu spreiten. Als Hitler mit sein Reich, a Kapora auf sie gleich, als ich sollte a Tänzele verreich. Spiel, spiel, Klezmer, spiel, weiß doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liederle vor mir, spiel ein Nigendo mit Herz und mit Gefühl. weiß a Liedele von Scholem. Soll schon Scholem sein und nicht kein Cholem. Als alle Völker groß und klein soll kennen das Verstehen und Kriegen und Milchame sich begehen. Lass mir singen das Liedele zusammen. Wie gute Freund, wie Kinder von ein Mammen. Mein einziger Verlang soll klingen frei und frank in allem ins Gesang euch mein Gesang. Spiel, spiel, Klavismir will spiel, wisst doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liederle von mir, spiel ein Igdol mit Herz und mit Gefühl. Spiel, spiel, Klavismir will spiel, wisst doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liederle von mir, spiel ein Igdol mit Herz und mit Gefühl.
Okay, so we got one more song, and then you're going to be treated to, I don't even know what to say. All Irish, definitely. From Jewish to Irish. Oy vey. What a connection. So Fastivester's on the 23rd. That'll be next Wednesday. The Megillah reading in Purim is the 24th. Shushan Purim the 25th. The 26th is the gig at the Thunder Road. Also tonight, Pagan Kennedy is going to be appearing at Porter Square Books at 7 o'clock at Inven... Let's see, I can't even read it. Inventology. Anyway, that's a great place to go and check things out. So here we go. And out the door, a prayer.
Everybody's got his own story. Everybody's got his own fight. Everybody's got his own reason for living. Everybody's got his own way to die. Everybody's got his own number. And everybody's got his own shoes. And I know everybody's got his own blues. Everybody's got his own thing. Everybody's got the right. Everybody's got his own struggle in his own bed late at night. Everybody's got his own battle. Everybody's got to pay his own dues.